Okay. Thank you, everybody. Next up, we have our ordinance, our introduction and first reading. Ordinance amending the land use ordinance of the Township of Byram to update submission requirements for applications for development. And I will read the purpose statement. Thank you, Doris. The purpose of this ordinance is to further the goals and intents of the Byram Township Master Plan, specifically with regard to the 2012 Master Plan Reexamination Report, which was adopted as a component of the Byram Township Master Plan on March 1st, 2012. This ordinance provides an interim regulatory process by which to ensure the consistency of the municipal planning program with the Highlands Regional Master Plan. Consistent with the approval of the Byram Township Petition for Plan Conformance by the New Jersey Highlands Water Protection and Planning Agency, Highlands Council, this ordinance provides for the immediate protection of the Highlands resources by ensuring that all applications for development submitted to the Township Planning Board are consistent with both the Highlands Regional Master Plan and the Highlands Council Resolution number 2010-6, granting approval of the Byram Township's petition for planned conformance. So at this time, I'll entertain a motion for introduction of this ordinance.
Actually, Lisa brought up a point before. Yes. I guess we'll discuss it now.
Tom, should I...
Could discuss it now?
Do I need a motion and a second to discuss?
You should have a motion and a second.
Okay.
I second it.
Okay. So now the discussion for Nisha is she feels that Councilman Olson should recuse from this.
What was the reason?
Because he's been
accepting money.
I'm sorry, Nisha, I didn't hear you.
He's been accepting money from the Highlands Coalition for your email. The emails that you have sent out.
The accepted a grant from the Highlands Coalition
right.
to further propaganda of the Highlands Council and also to further the Highlands Action Plan. It's all in the file.
Tom, isn't the Highlands Coalition totally separate than the Highlands?
The sole purpose of the Highlands Coalition is to propaganda for the Highlands Council and the Highlands Act.
Okay. I feel that there's conflict of interest there.
Okay, well, let's have Tom...
Anything further that you or Carlos would like to say about the subject?
I think it should be tabled until we discuss whether he can vote on this or not.
Well, we're discussing it now, and it's about to be introduced, so...
I'd like to discuss it as a conflict of interest.
Right.
It's as if I were to vote on one of my clients doing road repair in our town. I've accepted money from Tilcon as a salary to represent the company I work for. It's the same type of instance.
Well,
Scott Olson has accepted money to write an article.
I'll help you. No, it's not exactly. What the Highlands Council is a governmental entity. All that you're doing today is working on an ordinance that relates to the prior municipal actions that are referenced in that ordinance. The Highlands Council is a private nonprofit entity.
That addresses
policy objectives of a nonprofit entity to other parties. The Highlands Coalition is not here tonight. The Highlands Coalition has not taken a position on the particular ordinance that we're talking about tonight.
This has everything to do with the Highlands Act and the Highlands Council.
This is not to do, though, with the Highlands Coalition.
The Highlands Coalition's sole purpose is to lobby for the Highlands Council and for the Highlands Act, which makes it a conflict of interest.
Then
I'd like a second opinion from another attorney.
Well, unfortunately, you don't get that right.
I don't?
No, you don't, Carlos.
You don't. I don't
really?
Have the opinions from the township.
Let me just
explain something. Policy positions by nonprofit entities and even by political entities are lobbying that's protected by the First Amendment. All of you can have separate policy positions and policy opinions about subjects, and you can even work for entities that have policy positions. That does not make it a conflict of interest for you as a politician.
To accept the money?
It does not make it a conflict of interest unless there is a particular matter that comes before you that relates to that entity. So, for example, if Tilcon or Tilcon's clients are coming before us for a particular matter, that wouldn't even be a policy issue. That would be a financial issue. But it would be a direct request by that entity, Tilcon, to ask you to vote on something. All that's happening tonight is a general legislative act of the municipality is being considered of whether you want to adopt a checklist ordinance pursuant to the Highlands conformance petition that was submitted to the Highlands Council, not the Highlands Coalition. Now, that might be different if the Highlands Coalition was here tonight taking a position about the particular ordinance, but they're not, at least not that I'm aware of. And so you can all have different policy positions. It's kind of an interesting nuance or difference between what is a conflict of interest and what is a First Amendment right to have a policy perspective. And in legislation, that's even broader than in a quasi-judicial setting. So I'm satisfied that it's not a conflict of interest for him to work on an implementing ordinance for the township of Byram, where the Highlands Coalition has not taken a position on the specifics of the ordinance.
The Highlands Coalition is fighting very heavily to get the Highlands Act enacted within this region of our state, all 800 acres. That's the sole purpose of the Highlands Coalition. Him accepting money through a grant from the Highlands Coalition, in fact, does help, is part of this agenda. If we don't put this into our town, we're not going to conform to their master plan. This is part of the master plan for the Highlands Act. This has everything to do with the Highlands Act and the Highlands Council.
Say it didn't have anything to
so
do.
How the heck can he vote if he's getting money?
It is about the Highlands Act.
He's getting paid to promote the Highlands Council and the Highlands Act. This has everything to do with their master plan.
The Highlands Act is already in effect.
It's unethical for him.
The Highlands Regional Master Plan.
Oh, stop.
It's unethical for him.
It's
unethical.
All right. Listen.
No, you're, I'm sorry.
All three of you are out of order.
How are we out of order? We're discussing him being able to vote.
Do it in a calmly fashion, please, Mr. Lewis. I'm not going to table it.
You're not going to table the ordinance if this is discussed further?
First of all, it's not up to me to table it. Second of all, I'm still waiting for an opinion from our attorney.
But we heard his opinion. And respectfully, I understand.
There's no difference between what Marie does when she sits on the transportation authority, what she does. If something came in and we wanted to adopt this smart streets plan in Byram, she certainly is not going to recuse herself
from
that
vote.
Okay, but with all due respect, Mayor, does Councilwoman Raffay get paid for that?
I think it's two totally different things.
No,
it's
absolutely
not. He's paid.
He has received a $5,000 grant.
Listen,
for the Highlands.
Councilman Olson certainly doesn't need defending from me. That's why I asked the attorney to speak on it.
Right.
The question is not the money. The question is not the money. The Highlands Council.
It absolutely is the money.
The Highlands Council has not taken a position on the ordinance that's before you. The Highlands Coalition. The Highlands Coalition is a general entity pursuing certain policy objectives throughout the state of New Jersey. The Highlands Council is a governmental entity. It adopted already the regional
It's the law.
And
that's
all
right. The Highlands Act is adopted. The Highlands Regional Master Plan is adopted. The petition for this township to conform
you want to talk about
the
not,
Highlands
you want
was
to talk
already
about the
adopted.
Ordinance? Let's talk
I'm
about how
talking.
This is
that's
how many really, promises were made that weren't kept.
Can I speak for one
sure.
second? I'm not bringing up the Highlands Ordinance. I know that we're introducing.
That's what we're doing tonight.
What I'm saying is that Councilman Olson should have the ethics and morals to recuse himself from it because he has accepted a $5,000 grant. I'm not saying that we're not going to introduce this. I'm saying that he should have the ethics and morals to recuse himself. But obviously it's not going to happen, and
well,
I cannot
I'll help you,
believe
I'll
that
help you understand,
support it.
I'll help you understand why that's not a conflict of interest. Now, so imagine that you take a policy position in support of the position of the NRA about the right to hold a gun. Does that mean that you are unable to vote on legislation?
Did you get paid for it?
Did I get paid for it?
Well, you don't get
did
paid.
Did you get paid? He got paid,
no,
bottom line.
Not for this ordinance.
So no, he got paid to promote the Highlands Act
and
promote the Highlands Council.
He got a $5,000 grant. Anything that states
and I'm saying to you, if a person is getting paid by the NRA, that does not mean that that person cannot participate.
Well, that's
in
up to the person's
office.
Ethics and morals. If I were getting paid by the NRA, yes, I would recuse myself because I hold myself to a higher standard.
Well, that's a different thing than legal conflict of interest, and that's what I'm trying
Well, it shows he doesn't have the morals or the moral.
Carlos, that's an attack.
It's a
personal attack. Let's keep that out of a council meeting, okay? Let's keep that out of a Byram Township council meeting.
He should recuse himself.
Bottom line.
Tom, is there any legal reason for me to recuse from this?
No, thank you. It's not a conflict of interest.
The fact that we are questioning that you should vote on this, you're not going to recuse yourself? It doesn't bother you whatsoever that we're questioning it?
No,
you're making money off of the backs of the citizens of Byram, to be honest with you. Why don't you and your group buy my house and every other house in town and make it into a public park?
The most absurd discussion right now
no.
I've ever heard.
No, how is that?
I'll
give you my opinion on the Highlands Act.
It's
a great...
All right, listen. I'm going to entertain a motion to take a five-minute recess.
I don't want this to go into executive session.
I made a motion to go into
recess. Second?
All there was a motion to go into recess.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. We're in 5 minute recess.
Oh,
hello.
Okay.
You good?
Yep.
Okay, if we could, I'll entertain a motion to come out of that short recess, please.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Okay. So up for discussion is ordinance amending the land use ordinance of the Township of Byram to update submission requirements for applications for development. So the discussion was nothing about the ordinance, but the discussion was about whether Councilman Olson should recuse from this. The attorney gave his opinion. So
I'm satisfied that Councilman Olson is eligible to vote on the proposed ordinance.
Okay, so at this time...
It's not a legal conflict of interest for him to participate in this ordinance.
Okay.
I totally disagree. This is ridiculous.
So at this
he
time...
He is paid to be a public relations officer to do public relations for the Highlands Council. It's absurd.
Okay.
It's absolutely absurd. I refuse to vote on this.
Okay, so
I'm not going to vote on this.
That's
impressive.
That's noted. Thank you. Doris, we have roll call, please.
Mr. Luasis?
Here.
Mrs. Raffa?
Aye.
Mr. Olson?
Yes.
Hold on. Did I just vote on this whole ordinance? I'm voting absolutely not. I don't want to discuss this at
Mr.
all.
Mr. Carlos,
this should be tabled 100%.
You already...
What are you going to do? Throw me in jail? No, I'm taking my vote away. I will not vote on this at all. Do I have to throw over a goddamn table? This is ridiculous.
I can't do it during the meeting.
Carlos, please. You're a representative of Byram Township.
I'm a representative of the Township of Byram and their citizens.
Act like it, please.
Do you want to change your vote?
Yes, I want to change my vote. I'm refusing to vote on it.
You're abstaining.
I'm abstaining. Yes. How's that?
Very good.
You got it right.
Who do we have next?
Okay. Mrs. Cash?
Abstain.
Mayor Oskovich?
Yes.
Congratulations.
So anyway, next up we have our consent agenda.
Yeehaw! This is a total cowboy move.
You're absolutely right, it is.
Yeah, it is.
On your part.
You know, excuse my silence. I've never had to react to a situation like this before, so I apologize to my fellow council members. I'm taken aback right now, so just give me a moment to regroup here for a second.